Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning into our Jet Talks podcast. The topic for our podcast today is business aviation and international operations planning. My name is Stephen Tong, and I will be your moderator for today's discussion. For some background, I began my business aviation career in aircraft sales and marketing, and I joined Jet Aviation as a flight management representative in 2019, supporting day-to-day operations. I'm currently a client aviation specialist, and that allows me to work with a diverse spectrum of departments, including crew, operations, maintenance, and accounting, just to name a few. I'm looking forward to today's discussion about IOPS, also known as international operations. As many individuals are interested in learning more about what is involved when preparing for international flights, we wanted to bring in some special guests to tell us more about it. I'm joined here with our two panel guests, both experts in their field. Please let me introduce to you Richard Sinelli, Jet Aviation's International Operations Supervisor. Rich has a bachelor's degree in air commerce transportation technology, has been with Jet Aviation for 34 years, and is an FAA-licensed aircraft dispatcher. I would also like to introduce Nat Iyengar. Nat is an international captain on the Gulfstream 6 G650 and G650 fleet technical pilot with Jet Aviation Hong Kong. Nat also actively serves with the NBAA International Operators Committee and the NBAA Access Committee Flight Deck Technologies Working Group. Rich and Nat, it is great to have you both join us on the podcast today.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Stephen.
It's my pleasure. Now, before we dive into the heart of our conversation today about international operations planning and how it fits into the business aviation world, I wanted to begin with the general explanation of international operations and what this service entails for our listeners today who are new to the topic. Rich, could you please share a little bit about international operations?
We take care of all of the logistics from the pre-planning right on through to the follow-through and execution to the post-flight of an aircraft from point A to point B. This includes the flight planning with a complete route analysis. We provide weather briefings, NOTAMs. We arrange ground handling, parking for the aircraft, fueling arrangements, also the country permits, whether landing and overflights are needed, and airport slot reservations. In addition, we'll also review any crew transport requirements and hotel arrangements, and we can set those up as well.
Well, I find this international process fascinating, so I'd love to hear a bit more. Rich, could you please take us through the journey of international trip planning with a behind-the-scenes look?
International travel can be very complex, but we keep it simple by researching in advance the requirements from the point of origin right on through to the destination. We will be given a client request, and depending on the range capabilities of the aircraft, we will determine whether or not a fuel stop would be needed, and then see where would be the best location for that stop. And when we look at this, we're also reviewing any restrictions for the passengers, any company route restrictions, if there's any visas that are going to be required at the destination for the crew or passengers. And we'll take a look at all the entry permits as well. The key thing is that we're researching the most current and accurate information since the world is ever-changing, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic. Then once we have all that information, we provide that to the schedules and the crew. So this way the clients can make an informed decision about their trip. Essentially, we're doing all the heavy lifting behind the scenes internally on our side to make their trip as simple as possible.
Thank you, Rich, for that insight. As I mentioned earlier, our other guest today is Nat, who is an international pilot. Nat, tapping into your experience as a pilot, could you please share what specific services are important to you when it comes to international planning?
So for the crew, the planning process is interactive between the planners and the flight crew. Once we provide all the information, as Rich discussed, we then need to be kept informed of the options on routing, route security, threats, the risk profile. And this process is a to and fro exchange of information and question and answers with the planners. That way, the trip can be adjusted based on the information found and the discussions. For the pre-trip departure destination phase, You know, we discussed the handling, any special restrictions, security. Security briefing includes what risks and what actions we're taking to manage them. There's a phase of airport assessments where we're proper determination and briefing of the medical and technical en route alternate airports and the services at these available at these airports, the assessment of the departure and destination airports, the routing, the overall route security and weather briefings, what could be expected, are there certain restrictions on certain routes due to geographic security issues, and then we will look at updates 48 hours, 24 hours, and then the day of the trip. The day of the trip briefing is a very important part of the trip execution. We get an updated route and weather briefing, when the emphasis being on what threats we may face en route.
Very good points, Nat. Thank you. And as some may know, many pilots have specific preferences for daily basic services like ground handling, for example. Rich, how would that be organized and handled within Jet Aviation's international operations?
We have an extensive network of ground handlers we can tap into. For example, there's the Jet Aviation network and those of our partners, and there's those who are outside the network. Whoever provides us the best quality service at the best rates, we're not beholden to any one network. We can work with any handler around the world. Keeping in mind Jet Aviation, due to its sheer volume of aircraft in its fleet, have been able to work on a discounted program with handlers. And now once the preferences are determined based upon the client, that information is then stored in a database. So anyone across the Jet Aviation network providing international planning service will have access to that information.
Well, Rich, given the past year, the question has to be asked, when it comes to the ever-changing international travel guidelines and restrictions, how do you navigate this, especially while working on multiple trips?
Well, Jet Aviation has a dedicated safety and security team led by Matt Feinstein, who provides us with daily security briefings. The security team will also provide a security brief based on the client's specific trip. In addition, we also receive daily reports from the Department of State, IATA, the FAA, the CDC. We can even have reports sent to us from our local handlers and third-party service providers as well. Sometimes, for instance, a country's government website may not necessarily be up to date. So we make sure to do our due diligence. And therefore, our rule is to always have at least two, if not three or more sources for all information to provide to our clients to ensure they have the most current and accurate data.
Clearly, there is a lot that goes on behind the scenes in international planning. Nat, in your vision, how would you describe a successful international flight and what defines that for you?
Stephen, the simple answer is in the execution. No surprises, no scrambles. All the risks were considered and mitigated, and the trip was executed as planned. The post-trip debrief is of vital importance, and the crews must take the time with the planners to complete this. Open critique and compliments improve the overall process.
Thank you very much, Nat. You and Rich have done a great job explaining the comprehensive process of international planning. But a common question I hear is whether this changes for in-fleet or out-of-fleet aircraft. Rich, could you share with our listeners how you would navigate this if they were not part of the existing Jet Aviation managed fleet?
Stephen, many people don't realize that international operations services are available to everyone, regardless of whether you're part of the managed fleet or not. They would be provided the same quality trip support service that our managed clients receive. One of the reasons people use us is that we are completely customizable. We will even take care of their third-party billing without any administrative fees. We want people to reach out to us. We are here to help and to provide support to ensure that their trip is a success.
And as a final question, Rich, could you describe the Jet Aviation International Operations Team's approach to the everyday vital tasks of flight operational planning?
Customer service is our number one priority. We take a very personal approach to this to meet our clients' specific needs. We value our customers' experience, and we're always flexible in this area, making safety our top priority. At the end of the day, our main job is to help people travel internationally to get to their destination of choice. And we take care of all the behind scenes so that people can travel with ease.
Wonderful, Rich. Great information to know. I hope our listeners enjoyed today's conversation and have found all this information shared to be both helpful and insightful. Before we wrap up, I wanted to check in to see if either of you wanted to add any closing remarks or comments. Let's go to Nat.
Stephen, what I would add is the planning of the trips involves communication between the planners and the crew. And I encourage people to ask all questions and plan for the eventualities, and that will generally lead to a successful execution of the trip.
Well said. Thank you, Nat. And Rich, do you have any final remarks?
We want people to reach out to us. We're here to help, and we can customize our services to meet your needs and provide you with the support that you need. We want to build a relationship of trust with our clients and customers.
Wonderful. Well said, Rich. Thank you to you both again for joining us today, as well as to all of our podcast listeners out there. It was a great discussion, and I look forward to future Jet Talks podcast segments. Thank you to everyone, and hope you enjoy the rest of your day.